Hello, welcome back. Our guest tonight is Cookie Crotchnuts, a comedy metal band from Salem, Wisconsin. Their second album, Number Two, is currently being crowdfunded on Kickstarter. To learn more, visit tinyurl.com/cookiewfod. Boys, what's going on over there?
Oh. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good.
Which one of you is good?
This is Johnny Thrust, vocalist.
Who else is there? Everybody's there, right? You got the whole gang?
Is everybody good, or is it just you, Johnny Thrust, that's good?
No.
Everybody's good.
We're all good. Wonderful. We're all good.
Well, my first question, and I'm sure you get this all the time, are you guys available for wedding bookings?
Absolutely. We do 8-year-old birthday parties too.
Only gay and lesbian though.
And bat mitzvahs.
Yep.
Perfect.
When you guys messaged me, my initial reaction is I really wanted to hate you guys with all of my body. I
like, you should have stuck with your gut.
I got the message. I followed the link. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna hate this. I'm just there's no way this is gonna be good, right? I mean, just from the description, from the name of the band, the whole thing, I'm gonna think this is gonna be poorly produced. This is gonna be bullshit. I'm gonna hate it. And I listened to it, and it's well put together. It's funny. So you guys exceeded my expectations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you find that happens a lot? Do you think that people dismiss you, like, before they even bother to click the link?
That's kind of hard to tell, but I think so. I think it happens a lot.
Yeah, we've run into that even with booking shows and shit. You know, they judge the book before the cover, and if they would just book us, they'd realize we are going to ruin their venue.
We have tried to get booed off stage, but they always love us. We don't know why.
We've never actually been booed off stage. We've only been booed on stage.
Do you think people are afraid to put Cookie Crotchnuts on their marquee outside?
Definitely. We've had legendary, fucking doing air quotes, Bratstop. The Bratstop was afraid of us big time.
Yeah, that's an actual bar in Wisconsin. That's not a perverted thing that we're making up.
Yeah. It makes complete sense that would be a bar in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Travis, are you a frequenter of the Bratstop?
I have never frequented the Bratstop, but like I said, it sounds like a place near and dear to my heart. They probably have a lot of beer cheese soup on the menu.
Yeah, it's a bar that hits you right in the back of the throat.
Yeah. Wheelbarrow full of brats.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We come into that too, where a lot of people like to dismiss us because Mike named the show.
I didn't name the show. Stupid Napier named the show, and it was I've regretted it since the day we started.
You laughed your ass off, liar.
I love the name of your guys' show. We're going to start our own podcast, Dump Truck Full of Dicks.
not one-upping you guys or anything. We are one-upping you. That's like three-upping, though. You go from a wheelbarrow to a dump
truck. Catchphrase will just
be... like a F-150 full of dicks or something.
Fuck, we'll be Starship Enterprise full of dicks.
Hashtag get that, dumped on.
See, now I'm into this. Now I just want to keep making bigger things full of dicks. We're just going to continuously, we're going to be Infinity Dicks plus one, Infinity Dicks plus two. We're going to change the name of our show every week.
The
Stitcher's
multiverse.
Just going to get so pissed off. Every week we're going to send them an email. Guys, we changed the name again. Fucking Cookie Crotch Nuts.
We'll eventually work our way up to your mother full of dicks, and that will be unbeatable.
That is the ultimate. It is over. The universe folds in on itself, and we all disappear.
So
sorry, it's a rule. I apologize. Your mom joke a show. So I got that out of the way.
Do you have a checklist? Is there other things that we can cross off?
No.
Just the mom joke. That's all we need.
Just that. That was it.
Huh.
We were hoping the interview would end right there.
I'll have him know that there are many mothers that could beat off many a dicks.
So I wanted to ask right off the bat, do you come up with, in the moment of inspiration, the music first or the titles of your songs first? Do you come up with a title and say, yep, this is the thing, or do you come up with a song and say, what's the title? You know what I mean? What comes first?
I don't know. Well, this album, we're more inspired. We listened to the Macarena, like, the whole month before we went into the writing booth. And that was, like, our main inspiration. But to answer your question honestly, yeah, it's like we make up the songs and scratch track them first, and then we kind of concept every song and write around that.
See, that's what metal's missing, I think, is a really good line dance. There isn't enough line dancing anymore. You remember? And, I mean, those last forever. I mean, you go to a fucking wedding, you're doing the Casper slide. I mean, like, yeah. That fucking song is 25 years old, Napier, and you're still doing the damn Casper slide.
We wrote a dance for Phantom Buttfucker, but it didn't go over well.
People didn't like your dance for Phantom Buttfucker?
Yeah, it's like so many like grandparents and children getting Phantom Buttfucked on the dance floor.
My grandma did it herself. She liked it.
Travis, what we need to do is we need to start the whole interview over and conduct it like a inside the actor's studio.
So tell me about the inspiration for Rim Job Jim Bob.
Oh, fuck. Actually, I wrote that song when I was severely depressed. And it got me out of a funk. But I was just entertaining my my buddy's wife, and she was laughing her ass off. A lot of it was, when I came down to writing it, it was mostly inspired by a fucking square dance routine.
So you woke up and your choices were kill yourself or write Rim Job Jim Bob. And thank God you chose Rim Job Jim Bob.
Yeah, I was like in a goofy mode, but I was pretty depressed.
Tell us more about your depression, Johnny.
I take Zoloft.
Can we speak to your other personality?
Oh, here I am.
We gave him half a Rufalin before the interview, so...
Oh, I got a boner.
I think it's supposed to go the other way, man. You're not supposed to have a boner.
No, when he passes out, he gets hard as a rock.
Now, do you guys tell your employers that you're in a band called Cookie Crotch Nuts?
God, no.
Like,
no.
Do any of your coworkers know about your secret life?
If my church group found out about this, yeah.
My coworkers love it. My boss is like in a choir for church, but he seems to like it.
Are you, like, he are also you one of those works, guys yeah. that like brings in your demo tape and wants people to hear it, and they're like, oh, God damn it. Johnny's bringing in his fucking tape again. I don't want to listen to your damn songs. I'm just here to work.
No, they all like it, actually. They actually pay me money for it.
And he works at a shit plant, so I guess you have to have kind of a twisted personality.
Yeah, a lot of shop talk and shit, so.
We're all kind of shit plants, really. What do you do?
It's a wastewater treatment facility. I rake rags of poop and tampons. And pump dump with some pumps and shit.
Where do they come from? Where does the Duke come from?
The town of Gurnee, Illinois.
And all the Dukes come to you?
Yeah, we're right by Great America, too, so we get a lot of Duke.
They actually just have a conveyor belt that launches it over Great America's fence. Puts a whole new meaning to the log ride.
Right by the giant drop. That was a good one.
We're not going to top that.
Yeah, no. How do you recover from that one, Mike?
Go out on a high note.
So when you're writing a song, do you care if it's like not funny enough? Do you put it through like a funny filter, or is a good song what's most important? Like, is it good to be funny, or is it good to make a good song? Like, what if you made a really good song, and it wasn't funny at all?
I think the first one, we were very concerned about the humor. This album, more so, we have a couple songs that are just, like, more cleverly written than punchy funny, but, like, the concepts are funny.
Yeah, it's definitely changed a little bit into the second album, more than just immature hilarity
more moral filter. Yeah.
So you guys are actually trying to make like legitimately good music.
Yeah,
Wow.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say good.
I mean,
I don't know.
legitimate. You're throwing a lot of adjectives around. But yeah, I mean, it's really musically been taken more seriously, I'd say, than just
our slogan is funny. We don't fuck around when we fuck around. That's great.
And are you planning to do live shows? Are you planning to do anything like that? Or
absolutely.
After our first album, we did shows for, 2 years? And then 3 or 4 or 5, it felt like 2 for me. I was passed out most of the time. But, we did a lot of shows following that album. Then we took a big break to write number 2, and
at the Brat Place.
Yeah, just sat around shoving brats in every hole.
I slapped him on my chest.
Yeah, Johnny still hasn't gotten the grease out of his chest hair from the bratwurst. But, worked on writing number 2, and we fully plan on doing live shows and going as far as we can with it, playing out of state and nationwide if we can, internationally. Depends how much money you guys give us.
Have you been approached to do any commercial jingles? Like, if the KFC people brought Norm MacDonald to you as the Colonel, how would you a song?
That's funny that you mentioned that, because me and Spunk, the other guy, our first band was, we had a one hit, it was Ricola. He played the horn and I sang it. That was our band before. But
started off as kind of a jingle group, actually.
We haven't been approached to do jingles, but
Ricola was a hit, though.
Yeah, Ricola was a hit.
Was that was big with the kids? The
Swiss
Ricola?
Alps, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ricola.
Still got it, baby.
It's like riding a bike, the Ricola thing. They don't do the Ricola anymore. They need a resurgence.
I know, it fucking kind of fell off the charts.
And
it's not that Ricola got less famous, it's sore throats went away.
Contract ran out.
Isn't that what it was for? I hope. God damn it.
So, who put together the promo ad for number 2 where the detective is fingering the quesarito?
Ooh! That was like, that was 3 of us.
It was a
me,
group effort.
Mud, and Ace of Base. We put that together. We all kind of sat down and...
All the promo shit and the video, it's all been done by members of the band. Not me. I'm incredibly... This is Wick Nice speaking. I'm incredibly lazy. But the other guys have really put a lot into this, and...
Is there any of you that are really good at like production shit like that, but not really great musicians?
And
you leave them in the band just because they're good at that kind of stuff.
Don't say you're lazy, just call yourself the idea guy.
Yeah, I mean, that is exactly it. I'm just hilarious, otherwise I'd be out of here in a second. They would have already fucking kicked me the fuck to the curb.
Definitely.
Steve's the engineer. Steve. Let me tell you. Bill.
Our manager.
Ron. I can't give away. John. One of those is his real name.
Either Bill or Ron.
to try to dissect which one it is.
Yeah, definitely not Steve. but Mudwhistle, yeah, he's a hell of a... He did the whole Disgraceland video basically by himself. Pretty fucking amazing, so we're proud of that.
Guys,
but yeah, as a musician, yeah, he's horrible.
Where can people find the Cookie Crotch Nuts music, the Kickstarter? Is there like a place that they can go to find it all?
CookieCrotchNuts.horse.
The best place for the Kickstarter is on Kickstarter. You'll be able to, If you go on...
You know what, man? Fuck you!
if you go on the internet...
No, would you start at google.com?
I think actually the best place I would say is our Facebook.
Or Xvideos.
And Bandcamp, you could download the first album for free right now.
You're not charging for that?
No. Well, at the download, but we have hard physical copies. You could also order on there, too.
You can pay for a physical CD. The digital download of the whole first album is absolutely free on Bandcamp. If you pretty much Google Cookie Crotch Nuts, it's not the There's two of them, so make sure you don't get the wrong one.
What's the other one?
I'm just kidding.
No, it was a joke, Travis. Fuck!
Come on.
I reeled him in, though. I reeled him in. No, but, yeah.
Some assholes.
Google Cookie Crotch Nuts. If you Google Kickstarter Cookie Crotch Nuts, the first thing to pop up is our Kickstarter that we're running right now to try to fund our number two album, all the production, the video, everything that we've put into it so far. We're just trying to get that money back, and basically, as soon as we do, we're releasing number two for free for everyone to have. We just want to get our money back that we put into it, and then, yeah, we're going to digitally release the whole CD for free. So
you're doing it more for the love of the craft.
Yeah, I mean, we want everyone, Mr. Pfister wants money, which we have to pay him to stay in the band. But we are doing it, yeah, we want people to fucking get the music, you know. It's a bitch to try to, you know, afford the music. And I know not everyone can afford it, but everyone should fucking have it, everyone that wants it anyways. And even people that don't want it should be forced to listen to it. But the Kickstarter, yeah, we're just trying to get our money back. We've put a lot into this number two album, and hopefully everyone fucking loves it and is willing to give us a little bit of fucking money. And also, I mean, if you're planning on buying our CD, or if you enjoy our shit, you might as well throw some money in and get a bunch of extra perks and shit that's coming with the Kickstarter. So, I mean, check it out. I mean, Kickstarter and Cookie Crotch Nuts on Google, and you'll hit that page up right away.
You guys got 28 days to go?
Yeah.
So you got plenty of time, everybody.
Yeah, we've raised about $47.
but now...
My grandparents...
But you're asking for $47.50, so you're almost there.
We're almost there.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
But now they have the added power of the WFOD bump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look for that to go up another $47.
We believe in you guys as much as... probably more than you don't believe in us.
Guys.
we're going positive now on this show.
And very much believe in you guys. and more so, I believe, in our new band, Cookie Crotch Testicles.
What? Fine, and we definitely are starting a dump truck full of dicks.
And have you guys on our on our awesome podcast, Dump Truck Full of Dicks. And
I think this cross promotion friendship is gonna go just fine.
It is. It's gonna look a couple of dickheads.
I appreciate you guys taking the time. We'll have to talk to you again sometime, maybe when number three comes. Number three wouldn't make sense. You'll need a clever new name, guys.
Yeah, it's just... You got really lazy.
See, number two, it's their second album, but I think they're also referring to Dump.
Oh, cool.
We would never stoop to those levels of immaturity and vileness.
Check them out on Google. Cookie Crotch Nuts, thank
from
you
from my home
for,
state
for
of
being
Wisconsin.
Here from Wisconsin. Great, it's a whole deal.
A fucking thank you guys, man. It's been awesome. You guys are cool shit, and we'll definitely you know, spread the word of you guys as well.
Do you mean that?
I don't actually. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
No,
it sounded like a nice
of
sentiment.
The three of us. I was your favorite, though, right?
Yes.
I figured. Right.
Yes. Clearly, there's one cool guy and one shitty guy.
And then one guy that doesn't say anything.
Yeah, the third one is the one we like the most, the guy that didn't talk.
You're welcome, sir.
We'll be back in just a couple minutes, guys. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll be back.